of sports with the mighty Douglas Mpuga sitting in for Sonny. Hello, Douglas.
Hello, Yahias.
What's on the sports menu for this evening,
Douglas? Well, Yahias, we kick up with athletics. Thank you very much. The field at the Rock and Roll Vodafone RTP Half Marathon Championships is taking shape. The half marathon is an AAAF Gold Label road race that will take place in Lisbon on October 18th. Ethiopia's Mary Dibaba and Kenya's Bernard Koech will headline the event. As well as having the fastest half marathon personal best of the field with her 1 hour, 7 minutes and 13 seconds clocking from 2010, Dibaba also owns the fastest marathon personal best, having twice closed 2 hours, 19 minutes and 52 seconds. Dibaba will be up against fellow Ethiopian Tifis Gasegaye, winner of the Berlin and Tokyo marathons last year. Her last half marathon was in 2012 when she clocked a personal best of 1 hour, 7 minutes and 42 seconds in the Rome Ostia race. Wude Aiello, the 2009 World 10,000 meter bronze medalist, is also in the field. Her half marathon personal best of 1 hour, 7 minutes and 58 seconds was set on her debut at the distance back in 2009. Sara Moreira, the 2013 European Indoor 3,000-meter champion, leads the Portuguese entries. Koech owns a marathon personal best of 2 hours, 4 minutes, 53 seconds, and a half-marathon best of 58 minutes, 41 seconds. Although it was set on Santiago's downhill course, it still makes him the third fastest man in history under any conditions. Koech will line up against 2011 World 10,000-meter champion Ibrahim Jailen. The Ethiopian has contested the past two editions of this race, finishing 8th in 2014 and 11th in 2013. Alex Oliptiptip, who finished 4th in this race last year, is also in the field. The Kenyan recently set a half-marathon personal best of 59 minutes, 28 seconds in Copenhagen. The men's course record was set in 2013 by Wilson Kiprop, while the women's course record of 1 hour, 7 minutes and 54 seconds was set in 2011 by Mary Kaitani.
The best footballers must have dedication and teamwork. And to end malaria, we need this same unity. Join with leaders like President Sirleaf.
Malaria stops footballers from scoring and students from learning.
And join with footballer Didier Drogba.
Malaria is preventable and treatable.
United, we can beat malaria.
In African football, semi-final action kicks off this coming weekend in the CAF Confederation Cup tournament. Our African football guru, David Legg, tells my colleague, Sane Young, he thinks it's the strongest final four in Confederation Cup history.
When you look at the lineup, cheapers, this is very strong indeed. You have got Orlando Pirates of South Africa up against Al Ahly of Egypt, the title holders. And you've got Etoile Sahel of Tunisia up against Zamalek of Egypt. Now, the first thing you notice about those four clubs is all of them are previous African champions. That is an amazingly strong lineup. It is, to me, Sonny, the strongest lineup ever in the semifinals of the CAF Confederation Cup. And with the greatest of respect to the CAF Champions League, I believe that lineup is even stronger than the one for the CAF Champions League. The dream final, of course, as we've mentioned before on the Sunny Side of Sport, would be an Atli-Zamalek showdown. These are the two Egyptian giants. Atli are the most successful CAF club. They've won 19 titles, including 8 in the Champions League. And the second most successful club are Zamalek. They've won 9 titles. Incidentally, the third most successful club are Etoile Sahel with 8. So you have the first, second, and third most successful CAF clubs all playing in the second-tier competition. Now, of course, the million-dollar question, who's going to win those semifinals? Well, I think you have to, at this stage, go for the Egyptian clubs. They've both been very impressive. They're very good on the road. Zamalek, if anything, have been the more impressive of the two. In the final group games, Amalek played Orlando Pirates of South Africa, and this was billed as a big one, a top-of-the-table clash. But for most of the match, there was only one side in it, and it certainly was not Orlando Pirates. Amalek played some superb football. They won 4-1. Karaba, he scored one of the goals and created two others for Amalek. And I'm not exaggerating when I say the final scoreline could have been 6 or 7-1 because Evono, the Equatorial Guinean goalkeeper who signed for Pirates recently, he made several superb saves. Pirates really were outclassed, and Zamalek, not only are they likely finalists, but at this stage I would say probably likely winners of the competition. In the other match in that group, which was academic interest only, AC Leopards of Congo Brazzaville and CS Faxian of Tunisia drew 0-0. So the final standings in that group, Sonny, were Zamalek 15 points, Pirates second with 12, Leopards a distant third with 5, and Faxian, record three-time winners of the Confederation Cup, a really disappointing bottom place for them with just 2 points, 2 draws and 4 defeats. In the other group, Atli and Etoile Sahel, they were level going into the final round of matches. Both won, so they also finished level with 13 points each. And Atli finished first because of a superior goal difference. Etoile didn't look like they were going to win. They were trailing Esperance of Tunisia for a long time. And then Bounedjah, an Algerian and one of the deadliest finishers in African football at the moment, he scored 1 minute from time from a penalty spot. And then 3 minutes into stoppage time to snatch a 2-1 victory for the team known as the Red Devils, who are based in the Mediterranean resort of Sousse. For Atli, it was a 1-0 home victory over Stade Malien of Mali. Gamal, after 75 minutes, scoring the only goal. So just to confirm again, Sonny, those semi-finals, it'll be Pirates against Atli. That's a repeat of the 2013 CAF Champions League final won by the Egyptians. And Sahel of Tunisia up against Zamalek of Egypt. And I seem to be sticking my neck out a lot on the Voice of America this week. I'm going for an Atli Zamalek final.
Our African football guru, David Legg, predicting an all-Egyptian final in the CAF Confederation Cup tournament. David was talking with my colleague, Sunny Young, from Johannesburg, South Africa. Now, here in New York City, many African migrants have brought their love of football to the city's grassroots leagues. Football is a way to hone sports skills prized in their African homelands, build community between groups of different national origins, and for the most talented, perhaps forge a path to financial success for oneself and one's family. VOA's Adam Phillips reports from New York.
It's late on a golden Sunday afternoon in Harlem, which is located on the northern part of Manhattan Island. The African Association League championship game between Mali in red jerseys and Burkina Faso in blue is underway. Boubacar Sarre, who emigrated from Mali just 8 months ago, is about to take the field.
I'm very happy to play, to give my best for my team.
Does this remind you of home? Is there a lot of soccer, football at home?
Yes, a lot of soccer play at home. Sometimes I feel alone because my family live over there in Mali, so sometimes I miss them. I feel so alone, but when I play the soccer game, I feel better. I feel like $1 million.
But Sare says he's also grateful to be in America, challenges and all.
I go to school to meet many friends, and I learn English. That was my dream before. To come to the United States and I can make money to support my family over there.
Aboubakar Sako plays forward for the Burkina Faso team. He says he and some of his teammates hope one day to support their families through football, which is called soccer in the U.S. He keeps watch for talent scouts.
First of all, we gotta work to support our family back in the country. And at the same time, our dream is to be a professional soccer player and play in the big team like Real Madrid or something like that. But we gotta start from the bottom first. And trying to join small team, even college. I play for a college team.
So that's a way of doing your passion, but doing it the American way, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Mali-born Amidou Haidera is president of the African Association League, which organized today's competition. He agrees that football or soccer is a promising pathway to success for some immigrants.
Well, I hope so, but you know, we're not doing it for, you know, to gain something out of it. We just like try to, you know, get people involved, you know, do a little exercise. That's it. Get together, get to know each other. That's the most important thing, you know. I'm from Mali. As you can see, like Mali is a player against Burkina. There's Ivory Coast, it was participating. Senegal, Guinea, you know, Sierra Leone, there was other teams, you know. It's not only Mali, just like the whole African nations. We all one family, big family, happy family, you know. We do things together, you know. It's about community, the whole community, not Mali, but whole African community.
Saka Bagayan coaches the Burkina Faso team. He says he gets community building lessons from the sport that can also help him off the field.
For instance, I'm in financial services, and I learned about leadership by being here and leading these guys. And it's very difficult to lead these guys. And I learned a lot of patience, empathy, and which is great. And I take it to my career.
And what do they think they're learning?
I think they're learning to be part of a team, to be a team player, this guy. And they're also learning to accept each other, which is valuable. They take it within, similarly to their job.
Mohamed Touré, another coach, says that camaraderie and community are already familiar features of many African cultures. In contrast, he says, American culture generally takes an every man for himself approach in work and in play.
Yes, everybody depends on about yourself. Back home, it's not like this. You know, then making sure you know everybody okay. Player, somebody got injured, then everybody have to collect money, then give it to that person. We are, you know, try to have it like family.
Philosophy aside, the game continued. And while neither team scored, Mali took the trophy for winning more games than other teams in the league during the 2015 season. To judge by the ready handshakes and easy laughter between players at the end, the league's common goal of camaraderie, fellowship, and sport was achieved. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is VOA's Adam Phillips in New York.
Thanks, Adam. And that's all the time we have for this edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm Douglas Simpoga. Sunny Young will be back tomorrow. Now back to Yahayas.
Thank you, Douglas. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday at 16:30.